And how do you make hush puppies?
With onions and eggs and a little milk.
And then fry them in deep fat?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you think of anything else?
They use cornmeal for making we used to. When we was making homemade loaf, a lot of times we'd make yeast cakes out of cornmeal.
Uh-huh.
And that would give us a start to make another loaf.
Oh, you mean you take some from one batch to start another one?
Just take the dough and wash it out, and then take the get all that dough out, and take the water then, where you wash that little piece of dough and make it up with cornmeal, and let it rise, and then make yeast cakes for another one.
That's very interesting.
I've done that many times.
Well, can you just keep one batch going then forever and ever and ever?
Well, it'll finally die out.
Mm-hmm.
But you can keep it for a good long while that way.
Uh-huh.
I have done that several times.
That's interesting. Have you ever made cornmeal dumplings?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you make those?
Well, you make them just like you're going to make cornbread, and you just drop it into the by the spoonful.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you drop it into boiling water?
Mm-hmm. And whatever you want to make your dumplings out of, chicken broth or meat broth or whatever you're going to use.
Okay. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash porridge.
Okay. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
That's mush.
Okay. What do you call bread in loaves made out of white flour?
Loaf. Bread.
Okay. What do you call a round pastry that's about that big and it's got a hole in the middle?
Oh, that's
Donut. Okay. What do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet and eaten with syrup?
Oh, that's pancake.
Okay. Would you ever call them anything else?
Yeah. We used to call them flitters.
Okay.
But they got to where now they call them pancakes.
Yeah, they advertise them. They advertise Aunt Jemima pancake mix and stuff.
Yeah. I call it pancake now.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Well, it's side meat and middling meat.
Now, is there a difference between side meat and middling meat, or are they the
same?
Well,
no, I don't know at all. That middling meat is what, you know, what old people used to call it. It's just the size. It doesn't have any bones in it. And they use that for frying and boiling.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Now, they call it there's fat back and middling meat and side meat.
It's all the same thing?
Oh, pretty much the same thing.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joe and hog's head?
Well, now, what I was raised to call that would be pressed meat. And crupple.
Crupple?
Mm-hmm. Crupple.
I never heard it called that. Now, are those the same thing again?
Well, some people might call it liver mush. Because in the crupple, you do use the liver.
Uh-huh.
And some people might call it liver mush. However, back in my childhood days, it was pressed meat and crupple.
Uh-huh. Well, now, is crupple pressed also?
No, you make that with meal.
Uh-huh. And then, is it baked, or how is it?
No, you put your meal in your meat, and like making mush until you get it to as thick as you want it, and just cook it till that meal gets done, and that meal's cooked all in with the meat, and then pour it in a big pan, slice it off, and it's really good.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It is good.
It sounds kind of like dressing with things in.
Mm-hmm.
Is that